When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Thursday night, Saints Block Party Podcast, Niners preview. We already got 14 concurrent people already in the chat right now. Thank y'all. Streets hot
right now.
So thank you for joining. YouTube, please subscribe, like, put for the notification on. If you're watching this, I'm posting it to Twitter right now. This is a joy. We have people who are still up. I know our dude Mark is up still. Our Bajan is up. And it's East Coast time where he is, so it's 11 p.m. over there.
What?
People need some therapy right now, Ryan. People need some Saints Block Party Podcast therapy. And
about to say, I don't know if we're here for therapy.
I don't know, bro. But what you will get from us is the unfiltered, raw truth of how shit is. Because that's why, maybe that's, if we're being real, like, that's why people come to us and support us, and we appreciate everyone who does. Just a quick thing before we go into this, you know, so this, we are a business, so I did want to address this. If you have not become a Patreon yet, there's no judgment, maybe a little judgment. But if you do plan to become a Patreon, please, please, please listen to this. Apple is trying to do ungodly things to Patreon. So if you want to become a Patreon, please use the link patreon.com/saintsblockparty. Whether it's $1 a month, whatever it is you want, you feel like contributing, do not subscribe using the app in the Apple store. Because Apple is trying to charge ungodly fees. So any new people who are signing up and become Patreons, please just use the website. You can use the website on your phone. Just don't use the actual Patreon app to become a Patreon. That's my little spill on that.
Do not use the app.
Do not. Bajan said, unfiltered, raw, blacked. That's a different podcast. Our girl D became a Patreon today. In the Discord. D said she's sleepy as fuck, but she wasn't missing this. Saints time, Ryan. Got Niners preview on Sunday. I'm going to be at the game up close personal. Our dude Eric, who that homo, gonna be sitting in our section. All that shit about let's hide shit from fans during training camp? Oh, no, great. Sir.
You gonna have an expensive camera out?
Oh, Eric Pennant getting worked. Derek Carr in Akron. I'm excited. So much. I want to start with the Justin Simmons thing. Start there. We ain't talking about practice. Shout out Shane. Yes, Bajan in 4K. I'm drinking a Cutwater tonight, so you already know what's about to go down this podcast.
Oh,
I'm
drinking
Cutwaters on this bitch. Got the AC on right now, Ryan.
Woo!
Justin Simmons. News comes out. He signs. He's an Atlanta Falcon 1 year deal, $8 million. News comes out that the Saints have been trying to sign and woo Justin Simmons for months. Months. This just goes to show where the status of the team in terms of how the Saints are seen by players in the league, by other front office people in the league. I can't go into specifics and verbatim, but it wasn't like It wasn't the money why Justin Simmons didn't sign with the Saints. It wasn't the length of the deal, because that had came out earlier that he wanted a longer deal and the Saints wanted to do a shorter deal. He signed a one-year deal with the Falcons. 1 year.
$8 million.
As a player, it just seems that he felt like the Falcons gave him a better chance and potentially also maybe some better coaching, a better chance to get coaching, maybe a better opportunity to maybe rank higher in the win-loss column in the NFC South and the overall league. And he made a decision that the Falcons, and I know this is a Saints podcast, but I'm trying to make it into a frame. The Falcons presented a better opportunity for him as a player than the Saints. It is as simple as that.
Very simple, man.
A couple of days before the Falcons signed Justin Simmons, the Falcons go out and get Matthew Judon for the Patriots for a third round. This is why I've said this so many times for people who listen in terms of like where the Saints are thought of as a league. And I think now fans are kind of starting to see, and I said that like 2 years ago, bro. 2 years ago, that they were seen as a laughingstock in the league. And it just, there's so much just stress on the timeline. And people are just upset. And I get it. And it feels dark right now, because it just feels like, how can this get better when a big part of the problem are the people who are running the team?
Straight up. That's the key right there. People running the team. And it's just hard to see any light coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, where is the hope? Where is the light coming from? You know what I'm saying?
Hashtag the agenda.
Just a little, you know, but it's tough, man. It's tough. And I mean, for Simmons to go, it really annoyed me. Just that move. Not so much that the Saints didn't get Simmons, because I was kind of indifferent about it. Like, okay, to get Simmons, you know,
right,
fine. You know, that'd be fine. I'm sure it'll, you know, help the defense and, you know, cool. But just the fact that he used the Saints to kind of get his name back out there, like, hey, you know, I'm taking visits. And I knew it, bro. I knew it in my heart. I didn't tweet it or nothing like that. But I said, man, watch the Falcons. Watch the Falcons. Because I know Terry. Terry be sitting back looking. He said, shit. Boy, just as soon as back out there. Oh, he left. Leave that dinner and he left. Man, I'm about to get the boy down here, man. About to get that boy down here. If he ever go to the Falcons, I hate the Falcons. I hate the Falcons. To us to lose anything to the Falcons, it just still grates me. Even as much as the Saints annoy me right now, my hatred for the Falcons just goes so far. But I'm more pissed at the Saints. I'm not even mad at the Falcons doing what they're supposed to do. They tooling up.
They're trying to win.
They're tooling up. Will they? Won't they? We'll see how that goes. You know what I'm saying? But they're tooling up. They're trying to get ready to go. And I'm just looking at my Saints like, damn.
You know what?
Live like this? Yeah.
You know what Terry did probably, bro? He was probably with Justin Simmons at dinner. He pulled up the clip of DA not knowing what a metaphor was, and he was like, listen, this dumb nigga right here, Justin, you want to be a part of this? You want to be a part of this?
Look at dumb as a man.
But John said Simmons and Bates going to have car in hell.
Hell, bro. Remember Carl talking about, the safety came off his responsibility. What? I think that was it for me. I think that was it right there. I was like, you know what? I'm done with Carr. Done with Carr.
Brandon B said DA has had a negative effect on the franchise from day one. The Deshaun Watson chase was the first sign. Players have regressed under him. I don't blame Simmons. I don't blame Simmons either. Like, it's just, I don't blame him. But as a Saints fan, it's annoying just to see this is where this is the franchise that we support. At the end of the day, as much shit as we talk, we joke, we whatever, We just want the team to be good and successful. Like, that's it. Like, that's it.
That's it. And fun. And fun.
And fun. And
D put it the best. She tweeted earlier. She says, fans, Saint Soldier on Twitter, 4th and D, if go follow on YouTube. As Saints fans, the hardest pill to swallow is the lure and lights that once surrounded the Saints is gone.
Gone.
That's the hardest pill to swallow. Because it's just like, damn, man. Like, this where we at, bro? This is where we at. And it's a weird position because it's not like they're actually, you know, they're bottom dwellers, but they feel like they are. You know what I'm saying?
I'll say this. The shit coming out of training camp right now, bro, like, we have been a hard 7 wins. Seven and nine.
In terms of wins. Trying to hold on to that 7. It's getting hard, bro.
Our dude, Mon the Reese said, oh, where'd it go? He said, Saints out here playing decoy coochie to the Falcons, man.
Decoy coochie.
Something that I go back to last season was that whole thing with the article with Mickey Loomis coming out talking about cultural tweaks, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my God.
I think about it a lot because, like the cultural tweaks have been the coach that you have hired and you as a GM and the decisions that you've made. Those are the cultural tweaks that have completely eroded since Sean Payton left. And I'm not going to get into a whole conversation about whatever, but the foundation and the program that Sean Payton and Drew Brees built, all that is gone. I'll give you a perfect example. Perfect example of a team being okay with mediocrity. I know that seems like a little thing, but the whole Jamal Williams in that preseason game, his celebration of getting 6 yards and struggled to get that 6 yards. To me, that's an indication that's what the baseline is. Like, this is where we are now. Like, you're celebrating getting 6 fucking yards, bro, in a preseason game. Like, that comes from, and everyone, I've said this for a while. Everyone talks about, it's not about the wins and losses with Dennis Allen. It's the entire culture that has trickled down to the players on the team. Like, that mentality that, you know, I remember, was it Cam Jordan talking at the end of the season of how, like, they tied with the Bucks and then they, like, bro, like, y'all didn't make the playoffs. Like,
right.
Like, y'all did not make the playoffs. Like, that trickle down of, like, it's okay being meh and, like, losers pretty much. That's the biggest stuff with Dennis Allen that's gotten the team where it is. And Mickey's seen it, and he's, you know, he's locked in, because if he fires Dennis, he has to admit that he made the wrong call. And that, it's just all this stuff that even isn't even about football. It's just about hubris and niggas right. with fucking egos and shit like that. Like,
exactly.
It's way beyond wins and losses shit for
it's
football.
It's way beyond blocking, tackling, covering, you know, throwing. It's deeper than that.
It is covering. It's covering the ass. Like, it's covering Mickey's ass, bro. And that's why, as much as we are pushing the agenda, it may be a come to a point, but a big reason why DA probably is hesitant to play Spencer Rattler is because it's covering his ass, because he's the one who went out and wanted Derek Carr. So if he admits that he was wrong, then he looks bad and he knows he's fighting for his job. It is all a cyclical process, and it's not even about how do we get this team better. Let me tell you another thing that I heard. As all the things that have come in, all the stuff regarding Trevor Penning, like these last couple of days, these reports, bro, when Isaiah Foskey, pancake, like Isaiah Foskey, Ryan.
Foskey.
When I said that, I was like, okay, it's done. It's done. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. The team, and we've been talking about this, like, shit, can we call a David Bakhtiari? Can we get a Donovan Smith? Can we get somebody? Like, can we get somebody? Please. And what I was told is that the team is dug in. Now, last season, y'all gave this man what, 3 games? 4 games? I don't even remember how many games it was.
I don't remember.
And you pulled him immediately. And now you're dug in when he's regressed from last season, looks completely, like, by all accounts, looks completely worse than he was last season. And now you're digging in? Now you're digging in. Can you, I'll ask you this as a person. Imagine you an NFL player and the way you find out that you're benched is you have to have a subscription to a Beat Reports website, bruh. Like, you can't even read that shit for free, bruh. Like, you gotta pay. I'm like, wait, what? I gotta pay to edit?
And imagine coming to work like that. Imagine coming to a job with that type of morale. You know what I'm saying? And morale and all that matters.
It does.
And this
man.
isn't not to take, you know, responsibility off of Trevor Penning, because he's a professional football player that has to perform. You know what I'm saying? And he's not performing. Period. Maybe he's just not good. I don't know. But to regress how he has, man, it's just like what happened to the standard? Like, there was a time, bro, I just didn't worry about the offensive line. Like, I worried about a little bit, like, hey, are they going to be good? Are they going to be great? Are they going to be – but you knew that Sean Payton would not field a poor offensive line. He wasn't going to field a bad one. Nope. It might be average. It might not be – you know, it might be okay. But you, every game plan, week to week, the first thing he's looking at, what's the protection plan? What's the protection plan this week? You just didn't have to worry about it.
I mean, and he also he grew as a coach, right?
Exactly.
That Dallas game, the only game I missed watching that Super Bowl season. After the DeMarcus Ware, like, Undertaker came back and he just Sean Payton, anytime after that game, he always had, not that he didn't before, but he even had more of an emphasis of how do we stop the other team's best pass rush.
Right. Not about to lose to this guy. Not about to
let this
guy wreck the game plan. Not about to let it happen.
And it's just... Sorry to cut you off about your point.
I don't even have a point, bro. I'm just like, what? Just what happened to the – I just don't feel like there's a standard. There's somewhat of a standard on a defense. But even then is like, man, when we face like a good offense, it's like, okay. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, now we're back to being an average defense. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this team, bro, it's just at a spotlight. It's going to have to – like, the defense will have to carry this team again. It will have to keep teams under 20 points again. In the modern NFL, bro. And it's like – and if this team can't run the ball, bro, like, that's just going to be – man, it's going to be bad. And look, I know we haven't seen the scheme. We only see one preseason game. Who knows? But AK injured, Kendre – where you at? Ain't seen him. You got Jamal Williams taking rest days. A vet day
for what, nigga? For what? To play Pokemon Go? What are we doing, bro?
And I saw something about when they took the pad. They had the pads on the day, then they took them off. I'm like, just like, get these off. I just don't know what's going on, bro. And look, man, like everything can change come week one, and they actually
I hope so. Against the goddamn Panthers, nigga.
And I was looking, I was like, damn, we play the Panthers literally in 3 weeks. 3 weeks is football.
That's crazy, Ryan. That's crazy.
Real football. So like that clock ticking, man. All this, like, I'm done with the practice reports, bro. I can't do it no more. It's like. No, I think everybody done with him, bro. Like, it was.
Check out. Nah, bro.
But just watching Twitter, bro, the poor beat writers, they can't even report shit. Like, their call is 11-4-11. Oh, shit. Just getting cussed out of them.
Liar! You liar? Yeah. I'll check down, motherfucker. Like,
they can't report, bro. Like, people just don't want to hear it no more, man. They're not trying to hear it. They don't want to hear it, man.
You can't fool because that's the thing. It's like our eyes don't lie. Like, we know what we saw. And it's, I think here's the thing. It's not like that one series that the Saints offense had, or maybe it was two series. I don't even remember.
Two.
It was two. Was just like, oh, this is what they look like. It's like, no, we also have what it looked like last year. So it's like, and I get it. I completely understand why Clint Kubiak wants to wear him very vanilla. And Sean used to be very much like that too, offensive and defensively. But I said this in the Discord, nigga, the Cardinals had two starters on defense out there, bro. Two. And our first team looked like that. Oh, Lord.
That's what I'm saying, bro. And it's like, I don't want to hit a nine scheme and stuff because it's like, okay, nobody's scheming. The defense is not scheming. Like, it was, so we can't run power. We can't, like, that's all I'm saying. It's like, even Cesar Ruiz said after the game, he was like, look, our execution was awful. Like, it was just, the tight end. What's his name? The white kid? No, from the Raiders.
Foster Moreau.
Even he was like super disappointed, you know, about the execution. And that's the thing. Like, even Michael Lombardi was talking about this. Like, that's the main thing you want to see in the preseason. Is like, how are they executing? Like, are they executing? No, of course they won't be scheming. You know, some players are gonna make mistakes, but is the execution there? And they've been way out to California, didn't have fans there, wanted to have this nice secluded. Space where they could just focus and get right with, you know, nice weather. I'm thinking, okay, the execution at least should be top notch.
On point, bro. On point.
It's terrible. It was terrible, man. It was terrible. Maybe that'll change against the 49ers. I don't know. We'll see.
So I had a list of things. We've already kind of hit on them in some type of way in a very short period of time. But one thing I did say was that just Trevor, and I know that probably, like, this is a weird thing, right? Trevor Penning in no way should be starting on the offensive line at all.
No.
But yet they're still going to, like, they're wanting to see how he plays against the Niners to finally make that decision. Like, that's, like, what? Like, you, like, the month plus of practices, said, don't you?
Like, this man getting pancaked by Foskey. That would have been it right there, bro. That'd have been it. I'd have said, you know what, Penning? Let's go get back to the room. Just head back to the room, dog. Just head back to the room and take a day. And like, on a serious note, and you talked about it plenty, the guy does need. Like, I really think they should get, like, a sports psychologist.
Please.
Like, the people don't understand. The things he's doing is, like, he's not doing, like, day one, like, high school offensive lines.
Pee-wee like, football, bro.
Like, the feet and weight. It's just, oh, my God. I'm just like, how have you been in the league this long? Like, how? And this is not even to smash him. I'm just like. Something's wrong. It's like something is wrong here, and you invested so much in this player. Like, I would not give up on him. Like, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Like, here, like, what's going on? Let's have a sit down, me and you. If I'm Denzel, I'm sitting down, me and you. You know, what can we do to help you? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do we have to do? Let's bring in outside help. Let's do what we got to do just to save your career. Like, screw starting. Right. Like, screw starting for the season and all that. Just to save your career, bro. Like, because it's not looking good at all, man.
It's not.
And that's not even on the spot. Like, you got left guard. That's like, you got, like, Lucas Patrick there, but it's just like.
Sasa Verde.
Sasa Verde. I ain't seen him in. Like, what are you doing?
Bro, I don't know. This is complete fandom. This was complete fandom. But it was like his birthday yesterday, 2 days ago, and he had like stories on his IG, bruh. And I was, and like the posted stories made me upset, bro. Like they posted stories about your birthday right now. You've been missing like 3 weeks.
Why are you supposed to story, nigga? Get on the field.
Complete fandom at his absolute max. Just that it crossed my mind, Ryan. Bijan said DA is going to ask Penning how to help through the NOF comment section. Y'all. We didn't even really talk about like the Saints and Niners practices being canceled, but
oh, yeah.
The joint practices didn't happen. The reason that the Niners gave, or at least Kyle Shanahan gave, is like the, you know, they didn't have enough healthy players. I don't know if this is true or not, but like I have just a suspicion that Kyle maybe saw some preseason clips the Saints had, and he was like, what the fuck is my team going to gain against this fucking team?
Exactly. Like, preseason game. It's a waste of time, man. I'm about to do all that. Got to go down there, travel, bring all this.
Logistics, got a hotel. We see y'all on Sunday, nigga. Like, we not going to be there. So, what else? It's an underrated thing, right? But it just hit me today. AK didn't practice. Jamal got a vet day. And Kendre wasn't healthy. Who was out there toting the rock, Ryan?
Mims, Robinson.
God damn, bro. Hey, like that? And
it, 18.
I was going to say, getting back to the thing, right? So it sounds like a big key in their decision if they're going to move on from Trevor Penning at right tackle and figure something else out is that they're waiting to this Niners preseason game to see how it goes. I don't know if Nick Bosa pass rush on the ball is going to – maybe he doesn't. But just on the off chance that he maybe gets a series, I just feel like that's a setup. Like, and I get it. He's like, well, you know, you're going to have to play against players like that in the regular season. If you're waiting to see what he does against the Niners to make a decision if he needs to be benched or whatever, you are set. Like, that's one, that's dumb coaching. Two, like, he doesn't have a shot. He doesn't have a shot.
If you're thinking that you've already made a decision.
Exactly.
Like, if you're thinking, okay, I got to see this one more game, well, so decision's already made.
Yeah.
Decision's already made. Like with Fuaga, I'm not waiting to see if he can play at left tackle. I know he can. Right. Now, how good is he? You know, he needs reps and all that stuff. But I know he could be there, and I won't have to, you know, tear my eyes out. You know what I'm saying? But you've already made the decision, man, you know? So it's dark, bro.
As dark as it may be, we got 46 people, 46 concurrent viewers on right now. So we appreciate y'all for just living in this current era of the Saints with both of us. Something that's been a very underrated thing that's been on my radar this training camp is I have no confidence in kicking stability on this team.
Very underrated storyline.
It's been on my radar.
Very underrated. Yeah.
I think Groupie a day or two ago went 6 of 10. It just feels like this team, we saw it last season of how very clutch kicks that weren't made change the whole outcome of the game. And you would think that going into this, like, this is Groupie's second year, blah, blah, blah. He'd be more consistent, blah, blah. It just doesn't sound like that's been the case in training camp. Charlie Smith, kind of the same, but he's like never, like, this is like kind of new for him. It's just a thing on my radar where if it's an issue in training camp, it more than likely is going to probably be an issue in the regular season. So I would not be shocked at all. Just prepare yourself as Saints fans. There might be some missed kicks, whoever the field goal kicker is, where you're like, that should have been made. It's just something that I've been keeping an eye out on.
Yeah, but Charlie Smith, can he even play? Like, I know he's a international player and all that stuff. So,
no.
So Groupie's the guy. You know, Groupie's the guy. And the Saints they're going to need clutch kicks. It's going to be another one of them seasons where offense gets on the field, try to run the ball two times, gets nowhere. Now it's third and nine, and you have to, you know, all that wide zone play action, all that stuff goes out the window. It's third and nine, third and ten. Derek Carr is going to stand back there.
O-line got to hold up. Derek Carr got to read the NFL defense and
drop back pass with three wide receivers out and patting the ball with who knows who at right tackle, a rookie at left tackle, who knows who at left guard, and try to complete passes to Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, and who knows else?
A.T. Perry?
So A.T. Perry got hurt. He hurt. So it's like, it's going to be a lot of, it's going to be one of those things where it's just like another three and out, another three and out, another three and out, hoping the defense just hold the teams just enough to we could just kick a field goal here, kick a field goal there, keep within range. It's like, oh, we back here again, bro. And maybe that Clint Kubiak offense just going, hum. At least in the beginning of the, at least early, we know it's going to be a struggle, bro. We know it, man. We know it.
It is likely to be a struggle. Going to this Niners game, what are some things that you want to see? It could be player, it could be whatever. Like, what are some things you're hoping to see from this team?
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sunday. Yo, Wolf.
What up?
I'm looking at you, man. I'm looking like you getting slimmer, man. And I'm noticing that I'm dropping some pounds. And the last time we did this Vertimax ad, we were a little heavier in our lives. And we can safely say that Vertimax is where you need to be to help improve your athletic performance.
No question, man. And look, if you know about Vertimax, you've seen guys like Alvin Kamara jump out the building. How do you think he does that? That's because of Vertimax. Drew Brees, the athleticism he's shown, shaking Falcons players, diving in the end zone. Ooh. It's Vertimax. So, I mean, Vertimax.com, you definitely should check that out, folks, because it's helping everybody.
With Vertimax, at Vertimax.com, you have the V8 platform, you have the Raptors. They're designed to enhance physical jump, agility, and power. It helps create more athleticism and gives you a foundation to be great at what you want to do. Go check it out at Vertimax.com, the V8s, the Vertimax Raptor, Vertimax.com. Check it out.
Come on, man. You know. No, we won't see, bro. No, we won't see. We won't see the agenda.
Oh!
Yeah.
The agenda. There may be something in the works, maybe a graphic for the podcast, for some merchandise, maybe I've said too much. But listen, man, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but something that I've been thinking about a lot lately is I've gone to quite a few training camps whether it be joint practices under Sean Payton, quite a few joint practices like in Orange County or whatever, here in California. Went to all the practices, like almost all the practices in Oxnard before the 2011 season. The way that Sean Payton did things, and it just stood out to me. And even if you just go back and look at training camp reports in the past, at points in maybe it was 7-on-7, maybe it was team, like Drew would be with the ones and then the two would be with the twos. And then it would flip a little bit. Drew would be with the twos, right? And then the backup would be with the ones and just mix it up. And I was just thinking of like, why doesn't that happen anymore?
Right.
You're like, right.
Like, why does that not happen? Because, and I know why. Because the Saints have a quarterback who has a ego that they have to protect. But I would just be curious how things would look if you gave Rattler two team series with, not, I don't even want to say the starting offensive line, because.
No, right.
But I mean, it's probably not too different than what he played with the South Carolina, to be honest with you. Like Greg Cosell said, it was the worst O-line in like a power, but it's different. NFL speed, defenses are different. I would just wonder how it would look with him getting a couple of series with the start with the ones with Olave out there, with Shaheed out there. And I have a picture in my head of how it would look like. And if he were to do well in those snaps, and I mean like well, I think the buzz would even be more. I could say this safely on the team. There are players on the team right now that want him to start. Right now.
I believe it, man.
Will that happen? I don't know. But this is the one thing out of all this darkness and whatever, the one thing that could be a like shining beacon for the team for potential long-term success. And I just feel like it would behoove them at some point, if things are looking that week two to week seven stretch. And if that stretch is like, going back and looking at that stretch now with what we know about this team now, and you got to get a win right now, bro. Like, I don't know. I don't know where it comes from.
Stuff.
Okay. I'm pulling it up. The greatest thing in podcasting history. Week 2. Week 2 is the Eagles. Oh, wait. Nope. That's preseason still. Sorry. So week 2. Is Eagles. Wait, we play the Cowboys, right? Oh, this format is dumb. Okay, so Cowboys, Eagles, Falcons at home, Chiefs, Bucks away, Broncos. Oh, sorry, and then Chargers. Maybe two wins. Maybe, nigga. Maybe two wins.
You gotta show me, man. You gotta show me. Beat Carolina. It should be Carolina. It should be. But sure. I don't know. Like, it's fundamental things you gotta do in the NFL to win, bro. Like block,
tackle,
protect, tackle. Like, I'm not worried about the defense. You know, even without the Justice Simmons signings and all that, I'm not worried about the defense. Although the injuries are racking up. But look, Marshawn Lattimore didn't return to practice, but he's on the side working out and stuff like that. So he's back in phase. Should be coming back. I thought Alante Taylor has looked – I think he's had probably the best Stellar, preseason. Bro. Like just whole offseason, I thought he's had a great offseason.
Stellar.
He just looks ready to go. Adebo, I don't know where he is with his injuries. He's still not practicing yet. So like they, you know, man, the Saints kind of banged up, bro. Like they got some, at that injury list, I'm like, and there's no prognosis. We don't know if these are like one, like I know Fuaga left today with like some back tightness. We don't know what that is. We don't know if that's like a one day thing or not. Alvin Kamara, he's dealing with back tightness. Don't know if that's like a long-term issue or not. It's just a lot of little things with this team, bro, that we just gonna have to wait and see.
But I didn't mean to do a segue. Your thoughts regarding we were talking about preseason, what you wanted to see. We want to see the agenda, bro. We want to see it. Like
that's it. And I wonder how they're gonna approach it, because this past game you got, you know, two series with the starters. You got Jake Haener for about a quarter maybe, and then you got the rest was Riddler. I just wonder how they're gonna approach it this time. Like,
right?
You know, will they go? You know, will it start first? Will we see the starters? Which I think they will.
They need it, bro.
They need it. And will they go, you know, Haener again? Will they let him get like more time? And let, you know, Rattler get the cleanup duty, or will they let Rattler get more time? It's going to be interesting. I would want to see more Rattler. And that's no disrespect to Jake. No. But I want to see more. I want to see the things that he did, not only things he did well week one, but the things he didn't do well. Can he improve upon those things? Mm-hmm. Which I think he can. I mean, I've seen it in the game, him make a mistake and then learn from it during the game. You know, so I want to see that week-to-week progress. Can he learn from mistakes he made week one, carry those over to week two, and just keep building? And that's the whole process. I'm fascinated by the process of developing the quarterback. And
yeah,
the Saints should be too. The Saints shouldn't be in this whole protect Derek Carr thing. Like, y'all should be so invested into trying to make this work. You know what I'm saying? So invested in developing this kid.
So I want to get to a question that James just sent to shout out for the super chat, $4.99. Appreciate you, James.
Thank you, James.
How much pressure do you think the defense is under given the offensive issues? Tons,
man. Stressing.
And I'm not going to go out there and say this, that every defensive player has this in their mind, because it's not true. But I can probably healthily speculate that there are a few players on defense that can't stand Derek Carr because they just feel like you don't do anything offensively, and we got to come and rescue and be the savior. So
yeah,
I
know the defense is like, oh jeez,
hear this go again.
Shit.
But going back to your point of developing a quarterback, the Saints are trying to walk this really weird tightrope, right? Yeah. Where they have a quarterback that largely, like, they don't believe in themselves. They don't, like, and I can say that because their actions show that, but he's still on the team and he's still the starter in quarterback one, where everything that their actions has shown, they wanted to trade up and draft Michael Penix. Didn't happen. They got Spencer Rattler in the fifth round, and from the time he was drafted till like now, he has improved and improved and improved and improved to where other players on the team feels like he should be starting. Now, it's one thing that me, Adam, you woof podcast people are saying that. When players on the team think that, it goes to show, like, it's not just us. We're not pushing an agenda just to push it. So going to your point of like, man, every little resource that the team had available, I am pouring it into 18. Pouring it into them, bro. Like, because you have to, I keep saying, like, whatever happens this season, the most important thing to me as a fan is they have to know if he is good enough to be a starting NFL quarterback, that if they get a top 10, top 6 pick, that maybe they don't have to address quarterback. They can go another route, right? Because they feel comfortable that he's the guy that they can have going forward. Because one, if you can answer that question this season, even as dark as this season may end up being, it may, in the long run, in the long term, it may completely be a godsend.
Exactly. And that's what they give lip service to. Like, what did Mickey Loomis love to say? We're in the quarterback development business. He loves saying that around draft time. We're in the QB development business. Okay. You show it.
Sean Canfield, Ian Book, Garrett Grayson, Chase Daniel. I'm a sicko. Ryan Griffin. I'm a sicko for naming those names off the top of my head. Sean Payton developed those. And the ones that he could. But some were just bad. Some were just bad. He couldn't develop.
Not good, yeah.
You have one that was the number one overall recruit in the country. His talent jumps off the screen. Like, this is the one you need to be developing. Like, if you want to talk about you're in the quarterback development business, show us that you can develop him. Now, my question, bro, if I'm Clint, it's like, hey, Spencer, it's going to be me. It's going to be Andrew working with you. Nobody else. I don't want DA next. Like, it's going to be us, right, bro. I don't want anyone else to talk to you. Just us.
And look, Andrew was working closely with him, man.
Closely, bro.
So, I mean, I know there are people on this team that want that to work out. I know it. Because you can't be at this level in football and not be able to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see it. You know what I'm saying?
This is a completely different, like, alternate timeline, but had the Saints drafted Mahomes in 2017, like, in those practices and training camps, like, at some point, it would have been like, oh, shit. Like, even with Drew in the building, bro, it's like.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
And that's not a disrespect to Drew. That's just like, damn, this kid, we got to get this kid on the field. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's the future, bro. It's the future. And that's the thing. It's like, this team has not shown any inkling of planning for the future whatsoever, man. Whatsoever. Their moves are so mixed up. You know, they're budgeting and they're not trying to spend money, but they're trying to woo Justin Simmons. You know, it's like, what are we doing? What are we building for the, you're trying to sign up to a short-term deal. I feel like they're just trying to just win enough this season. You know what I'm saying? Like, just win enough this season to shut us up. Shut the Saints Block Party podcast up. Shut the Saints fans up. Shut the Saints up. Like, look, we won 10 games. Are y'all happy now? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what they want to do. It's like, that's where they're mind. And it's just such
that's
a
wild. Like, that's wild, bro.
Like, and to think like that as an organization, where are we?
Shout out Jay. Our dude Rod in the chat just said, what is the vision?
What's the vision?
We talked about the Justin Simmons piece of the thing. We didn't really even talk about the Saints part of it in regards to, nigga, who's going to be starting opposite of Honey Badger? Because Jordan Howden was like running with the third team most of training camp.
It's going to be rotating, bro. It's going to be a bunch of guys, which... Okay, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
What PJ doing? What PJ doing? Shit.
Gonna be John Abrams and Will Harris and all these guys. It's like, okay.
All right, man. Niners game. Hopefully he remains healthy. Sounds like Bub Memes had a good day today. Good, you know, I want to see him in preseason, bro. I want to see him in preseason, see how he does, out there. As much as we harped on, the one thing that is a heavy strength of this team is the linebackers on it. They are deep at linebacker. And a question I'm very curious is how many linebackers that they carry on the team. You know, three for sure are solidified. They're going to carry DeMario. They're going to carry Pete Warner. They're going to carry Willie Gay. Then it gets, after that, you have DeMarco Jackson, who's just has flashed a lot. Jalen Ford, who got hurt, but then even in the snaps he had in this past preseason game, I thought he had an overall pretty good game. You have Anthony Orji out there who's looking good. Like, I don't know. It's one of the good things where it's like, I don't know. I don't know who makes the team.
Then especially, like, even with the kickoff rules, you know, it's like the type of players that play special teams might be changing. So I don't even know. Like, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out. But like you said, it's a deep group. Pete Werner got paid, got hurt. I don't know.
Back to my point.
I don't know what type of injury it is. I don't know what kind of injury it is. It could be, you know, just a neck hair or something. I don't know. We'll see. But they deep there. They're deep at linebacker. It's. I mean, the pass rush look. I feel better about the defensive line today than I did, like, you know, 3 weeks ago.
Absolutely.
You know, because I went back and looked. I thought Breece, like, even though he missed a lot of time, I thought he looked, you know, real good in the preseason, getting upfield. I thought Chase Young still looking good. He looked physical.
Big Creep.
He got Big Creep. He going to do his thing. They're playing Cam Jordan. They got this little NASCAR package that they're running with, like, Cam Jordan and Peyton Turner inside. That looked interesting. Even Peyton Turner, I was like, oh, I see you. I see you doing a little stuff.
Okay, PT. Okay, PT, not eight.
Now Foskey, Foskey played the most snaps of any defensive player in the preseason game. The most snaps, bro. They had to play 55 snaps.
Of all preseason games, or just the Saints and Cardinals?
Of this Saints Cardinals preseason game. They had 55 defensive snaps, bro. They do nothing. But they go to practice and pancake. I just can't get over that shit, dog. I can't get over that shit. They running trains on that boy.
Can we – things we want to see? Can we see something from Isaiah Foskey in preseason? And I know there are a lot of jokes that have been passed around.
Is he going to face Penn?
I don't know. What's up, RG? I don't know if it's going to happen. But wouldn't it be just hilarious and, like, in a good way of, like, Trevor Penning go out there on Sunday, bro? He just have, like, a great game. Like, he just look like, settled in, bro. Just, like, stout.
I hope so, man. I hope so. That'd be interesting. Just a nice, clean game, bro.
Clean, bro. Just
because nobody asked him to be, you know, like, the second coming of Ryan Ramczyk or nothing. Like, just be okay. Okay, don't get beat inside. Take your pass rusher, you know, and guide him around the arc so the quarterback
can go the long way. Make him go
the long way. And that's it. Be, you know, be a speed bump between him and the quarterback. That's it. That's it, bro. That's all we're asking. You're on the right side so the quarterback can see you coming, see what's coming. Like, just that's it, bro. That's all we're asking. You know, simplify it for him. We'll see. We shall see. I don't know.
I don't either. I'm trying to think of anything else that's just I don't think Christian McCaffrey's gonna play. Part of me was just hoping he would play just a little bit just to see the defense against him, but I don't think he's gonna play. But I would like to just see, you know, the defense continue to, like, look good. Like, Willie Gay was humming, bro. Like, that's like, if you went back and watched that game, he was all over the field in that Cardinals game. So that was definitely a good free agency sign. And just overall with the offense, can it just execute?
Execute. Just, that's it.
Just execute. Just simple stuff, bro. Just simple stuff.
Can we get that little Chiefs preseason game from last year? Like, I know we're not gonna buy into it and nothing like that, but, you know, at least shows that y'all been practicing. Like, dang, what y'all been doing out there?
Like, dang,
going to Puesto? I don't know.
I do not know.
We'll open it up. James Smart said, "Kendre, where is this dude? Trainer room. That's where Kendre is. Kendre in the trainer room, bro.
Chilling.
He might not play." He may not practice in the in training camp whatsoever. It may not potentially play in the preseason. and still might have a roster spot. And I like it. I don't know, man. Like it's. I have no clue. I ain't got no clue.
None.
Jinx. What does a chat want to see in the preseason game? Also, like we didn't really sit in it for a second. We did ask a couple of our people in our Discord to make up some good metaphors. And I get it, man. Like you a head football coach, you might not. The level of just dumbness that Dennis Allen sounded when he was talking about a metaphor, bro, not knowing what a metaphor was, bro. I just.
Was he being funny though? Like, was he trying to?
Bro. It did not seem that way at all.
He knows what a metaphor, like Dennis Allen knew what a metaphor is. He knows what it is, man. Was he just trying to be funny with the media? I think he was just trying to be funny. Like, oh, what's a metaphor? Like, trying to be cute. And it's like, it's not funny. Shut up, man. Like.
No. The Wizard Kelly said, nah, he was dead ass. Like, that's where, like.
I'm trying to give him grace.
No, bro. Bob.
No, man.
Bro, I showed the clip to Jay, bro. As soon as he said, like, She shut it down, bro. She's like, I can't watch this. Like, no. It's too cringy, bro. Jashawn said, I want the first team to put up some points on the board. Please. Ryan said, he doesn't know what a QB spot is. Why do you think he knows what a metaphor is? Wait. What? Bunch, are you for real? Nah. For real? I feel like Usher right now. I think Bunch was kidding, maybe. Okay, I figured as much. You had me in the first half, not gonna lie. So thank y'all for coming and showing up. Please, if you are not a Patreon or a YouTube member, please become one. The Zooms, we had like 20 plus people for the first preseason game Zoom against the Cardinals, bro. Like,
it totally was.
So Ryan will be hosting the Zoom on Sunday. I'll be at the game, the recap pod for the Niners Saints preseason game will be Monday night, because I'm going to be at the game by the time we get back from the game, get home. It's going to be hella late. So we will be recording it on Monday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, going over everything from the game. And we'll catch up then. And we do have a very, I will say, next week is a very busy week for us. We're doing the recap on Monday. Potentially, hopefully, a special guest joining us on Wednesday. And then the final preseason game is on Sunday, against the Titans.
It's crazy.
And then there's cuts and all that. And then there's going to be football in 3 weeks. So.
It's crazy, bro.
It is upon real us.
Real football.
We're
going to get answers.
Oh, yes, we will. You can't hide the fans no more, bro. You can't. It was on the list. The prices to get to see the Carolina Saints home opener, bro.
How much are
they? $20, $25, $30. Oh, yeah.
For an opener?
Yeah, a home opener, bro.
Wow.
This is how we live. Right now,
that's how we living out, Chip.
That's how we live right now. But
wow!
Shout out to our dude Mark for putting that in the Discord earlier. But if 18 goes out there and looks either the same or better than he did last week, like, as a team, I don't know how you just don't feed into that. Like, you, like, that should be, like, you should be marketing that. Like, that is it. Like, 100% pushing that agenda. Because as one of your one of your best lines is, damn, does Gail not like money?
Like, right. What do you think? He gets the QB2 spot.
Ultimately, I don't think he does.
Neither me.
I don't think he does, and I don't think he does because the starting quarterback does not want him to be QB2. That's why I don't think he does.
Exactly.
Because he knows if he gets banged up for a quarter or a half like he did last season, and then 18 is QB2, and he go in the game and he tearing it up, bro. Over.
Are we being unfair to Jake Haynes at all? Somebody on Facebook was getting on me for that.
I just think it's like you said, like it's the ceiling that comes with Jake Haynes, right? I think that's what it is. It's the ceiling that comes with Jake Haynes.
Jake's a nice guy.
Need some excitement.
Need a thug in my life.
Maybe because I'm a thug. If you just compare cut ups between Jake and between Spencer, if you told me the future of this team was 18 as QB1 and Haynes as QB2, I'm good, bro. Like let's go.
Let's
fucking roll with it. So I don't think we're being unfair. I do think just the potential of 18 living up to his height and his potential is what the appealing part is. And I'll never forget when Greg Cosell came on the podcast and we recapped the draft and he just threw out the Jay Cutler comp. And I was just like, damn, that's a good one, bro. Like that was a good one. And I feel like even Rattler right now, his footwork's probably a little better than because Cutler's footwork was terrible. Bro. But he just had an arm that he could just hold that shit. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you telling me in the fifth round that we may get a quarterback that can that has the talent of a Jay Cutler but is also likable as well, sign me up, bro.
Coach,
sign me up. So I don't think we are being unfair to Haynes, but also too, like Rattler has to continue to go out and show it. Like he has to continue to go out and to the point where it's just so loud and like death, like it needs to be deafening, bro. It needs to be loud. And the only way that's going to happen is if he just goes out and plays well. That's it.
Exactly. Also needs to be given an opportunity too.
Oh, I could already see it, bro. If he got a series with the ones, he would throw like a 40, 50 yard bomb to Olave, bro. And it would look just like Olave was at Ohio State when he was catching. Like I can guarantee you, bro. It would just be. And you see that one time and it's like, okay.
Okay.
It's over. Okay. It's over. So they're not going to give him that chance, bro. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. We said this. We pointed it out. Chris Olave been trying to tell us fans since jump, bro. Like, man, lit up when you're talking about Rattler, bro. Just like that. Just like, ooh, just that person you can't get out of your mind. Like, oh, he got some talent. Like, he just bubbly, bro.
Oh, yeah. Derek, yeah.
Yeah.
He told us. He we're not saying anything that players on the team aren't saying themselves. Like, I'll just put it like that.
Yep.
But we shall see. We shall see. Hang in there, y'all. Like, at the end, like, I know things seem bad right now. We got y'all covered. This is football. We gonna joke. We gonna talk about it. It's the end of the day. It's just football. Do not let this team affect your mood. And maybe stay away. If you're in the Patreon, stay away from the main. Maine going through it for like months, right?
You got a positive Saints vibes channel. You could just jump in there and just have a good time.
Ain't no one put no shit in that bitch and tell you
that. That's a quiet. Quiet up in there, bro. No surprise.
But thank y'all. We love y'all. We'll be back on Monday night for the Saints Niners recap pod. And with that, we're out.
Peace.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.